Hello, everybody. Welcome back to my podcast. Am I shouting? I don't know. Let me speak lower. Okay, so today in I Rent You Listen, I'm going to talk about Kylie Jenner because I am full of emotions. First of all, today's my birthday. I'm a little sick because it happens. So my voice is a little annoying, so you know. Also, this podcast might not be as long as my podcasts usually are, because a bitch has things to do, and I don't think I have as many opinions, maybe. Okay, so I'm not gonna give an introduction. You know who Kylie Jenner is. If you clicked on this, it's because you know who she is. So let's fast forward. Okay, I have some things to say. First of all, she just got on this Forbes cover as the youngest self-made billionaire. People are going insane because of the self-made and are completely missing the point. When I say that the Kardashians have shifted and influenced this culture, and you keep on denying it just because you don't want them to, you are missing the point. Okay, America? Don't miss the point. Be smarter. This is the thing I have always had with the Kardashians. Do I like them personally? No. I think they're culture vultures. I think they have done a bunch to create a army of white girls that look 10 years older because they have so much filler in their face and people putting stuff in their butts. I don't like them personally. But as someone with some kind of ambition, there is no way I cannot look at them and be motivated. I mean, a sex tape literally became an empire that is now billions of dollars. Are you kidding me? If this is not something for you to think about, then you have the mindset of a peanut. You really do. People need to let go of some of the things that they, some of these traditional ideas that no longer hold in our society. Yes, she showed her vagina for the whole world and made a lot of money out of it. And you know what? As much as upsets a lot of us, because we tend to think that no one, especially women, should use their sexuality as something to make money out of it, it's the world we live in now. And maybe we should look at society and see why it worked, you know? So, let's talk about it. I have a few points. I might be brief. I might not. I don't know. Get your coffee. Get whatever you need from me. I'm going to speak my mind today, so I hope you're ready. Are you ready, sis? Great. Okay. So, the first thing is the self-made. Do I believe she's self-made? Absolutely not. That does not mean, though, that we should just completely underestimate and completely deny her success. Here's the thing. Yes, Kylie Jenner did not start from the bottom. Now she's here. No, she didn't. She started already rich. But the girl had a vision, and that is something. And here's the thing also. And this is might piss off some Americans, but I'm gonna say it anyway, bitch, because guess what? You don't pay my bills, so I can say whatever I want. This individual, this mindset that your children need to suffer and they need to start from the bottom and you can't help them, and this idea that you need to do it all by yourself, and this idea that you don't get anything from your family, it's unhealthy. It's toxic. I'm sorry, but it is. What is wrong with having your family helping you? What is wrong about having your child's back? What's wrong with having your siblings' back? What's wrong with pushing? What is wrong with that? Why do you want to suffer? Why do you want to do it? I could never understand. That is one of the things. I've lived in this country for a few years now. And I remember when I moved here when I was a kid, it was something that I couldn't understand. This idea of me, by myself. I have to do it by myself. Why? You know? I just think it's weird. And I think that really what's separating the internet when it comes to Kylie Jenner is that some people understand that she got her fame and everything and her money from her sister, from her mom, and are okay with that because they think, you know what, her mom supported her with a vision she had. And some people are like, oh no, she didn't start by herself, she didn't suffer, she didn't, so it doesn't count. Why? You know? Yes, a lot of billionaires, no, I wouldn't say that. A lot of millionaires started from the bottom, now they're here. And that's admirable, and that's amazing. But that's not everyone's reality, you know? And that's okay. And sometimes we go through things that other people are never gonna go through. And it's okay. It's okay to feel like life is unfair. It's okay to be angry at them. It's okay to be frustrated that your life isn't the same as theirs. But you still have to push those feelings and look at their process and look at their accomplishments and be happy, be motivated. Don't stay on the negative side of things. Because, okay, maybe for like, for example, I moved to this country with no money. I worked really hard, you know, I pay my taxes, I do my thing. Will I be a billionaire by 21? No, because I turned 21 like today. Today's my birthday. And I'm not even a thousand there. You know, I don't have a lot of money in my account, but guess what? I have a whole life to live and things to achieve. And I don't want to put that bad energy on myself. I don't want to have that bad energy. I want to look at Kylie and be happy for her. And be happy that she has a family that supports her in her dreams. That's something so beautiful, to have support. A lot of people don't have support. And they think that just because they made it through life without it, that the people that have are less than. You know what I mean? And that's not true. It is not. And it's okay that maybe you had to struggle. Listen, I am an immigrant black girl. I'm struggling here. Yes. But I have faith in myself. I have faith in God. I have family and friends to support me. And I know that I'm going to make something out of myself. And I think when I need help, I ask for it. And I have no time. I don't want to have a story about being alone and not having friends and crying and having 5 jobs. Because as someone that understands a little bit of the internet, I don't think that's the route anymore. And it's okay. And like, for example, my dad's a professor, right? He literally had no food. He was poor. Like, we're all from Brazil. So, not American poverty, Latin American poverty, okay? It's different. People are literally starving in Brazil, okay? People were dying out of not eating. My dad was one of those kids that had absolutely nothing. When he went to college, because if you don't know, college in Brazil is tuition free, right? You don't pay. The money he had, it was either for him to get to college or to eat, because inside the college we have like these really cheap place for students to eat, right? And of course I'm proud of him, and of course he made something out of himself. My mom moved to this country 10 years ago, divorced without her child. She has her small business. She lives a comfortable life. Of course, I'm proud of my parents, but maybe that's not going to be mine. Maybe my podcast will actually work, and maybe I'll be okay, and maybe my children will never. I never struggled, because by the time we were already a middle-class family. So when I say struggling, it's now, because here I have absolutely none of the accolades my parents have, right? So here, like, I'm just another immigrant person. In Brazil, I come from a good family. Here, I come from literally nothing. So, you know, and I'm working my way, and I'm doing my job, and I'm trying my hardest. So, maybe my children will not hear that from me. They won't hear, oh yeah, your mom starved. They're gonna hear, oh yeah, I moved to this country when I was 18 with a dream, and maybe I'll conquer that dream. And guess what? When my children have their dreams, I'm gonna help them. I'm not gonna let them leave their home at 18 to get destroyed by the world. I don't think that's right. And that's okay if you do, and that's okay if that happened to you. But for some people, that's not the way. And for me, that's not the way. I don't want my children to be in debt and feeling alone and feeling desperate. Maybe they need to stay, you know, maybe I need to help them until they get on their feet. Maybe they need a break. Maybe I don't see why people enjoy seeing other people struggling. And I don't know why instead of, we can have admiration for people that struggle, but still recognize that sometimes that doesn't need to be. And sometimes we all need to help each other. Sometimes being with people and having support is more important than to have the story about you by yourself alone. You know what I mean? So Kris Jenner did what, to me, any person should do. I admire, here's the thing about being rich. There are plenty of rich kids in the world that will never amount to anything, because they'll use their parents' money. Kylie didn't do that. She really didn't. And it's okay for you and for me to be envious a little bit and jealous, because those are real feelings, and that's okay. And it's okay for us to be frustrated and think, God damn it, I'm gonna have to work my whole life. But I still don't think that you should put the energy into other people, you know? Kylie had a dream, I guess, or a vision, and her mom helped her. That's beautiful. I don't think that's a bad thing. And yes, she has a lot of privilege because she's rich. But I don't know. I find it endearing. I think I read this comment that a person said they should have put Kim and Kris behind her, because honestly, they're the two people that really set the ground for her, right? They really helped her become the billionaire she is right now. And I think that's true. The self-made part, it's what annoys everyone. It annoys the people that, you know, are like, dude, she's not self-made. She was rich already. And it annoys the people that, like me, that know that her mom and her sister are behind all that, you know? But I still think it's something to be celebrated. I still think that the Kardashians, although I don't like them personally, I think that there's a lot for you to kind of, I don't know, to learn about them and how they really understand social media, and how Kylie turned one of her insecurities into a business. And yes, if she had this idea and she was just a normal white girl, probably she would have never gotten here. But she did, you know? She did. And she's gonna be a billionaire. Her kids are gonna be billionaire, you know? So I don't know. I don't wanna cultivate that kind of negative feeling about someone. Sometimes people have easier lives than we do. And it's okay for us to look at them and compare lives, but don't let that darken your heart. Like, don't let that stop you from living. Don't let that don't take that personally. We just happen to live different lives. We just happen to be born where we're born, and it is what it is, basically. And you know, it's, yeah, maybe I'm gonna have to work 10 times harder because I'm not from here. I have an accent. I'm black. Blah 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 blah. But that doesn't mean I'm gonna give up. That doesn't mean I'm gonna look at her success and not be happy for her. Why? Why would I want that kind of energy around me? Why would I want be jealous or have negative energy towards someone that did nothing wrong to me? You know what I mean? So that's kind of my thoughts on that. I think there's so much to say about the Kardashians. I think they're fascinating. Like, you can see Rob, Courtney, they literally are like the losers of the family because they don't have much for themselves. You know, they have all that money. Courtney literally does nothing. They even say on the show she doesn't do anything. Like, she is kind of useless. And she's the only one with a college degree. You know what I mean? Like, and, you know, I think Kylie and Kim had visions. Their parents helped them. And all is good. You know, there's billions for everyone, people. So Kylie being a 21 billionaire doesn't impact your life. You know, it's not going to keep you from maybe one day becoming a billionaire. It's not going to keep you from doing anything. If at all, it's just something for you to be motivated by. And not in the sense, I think when we say, oh, be motivated, you're like, how? I'm not rich. Be motivated by the idea of creating a foundation for your children. Like, I absolutely will create a foundation for my children. I'm not gonna be one of these parents that believes that the world needs to fuck them up and break them down when they're 18 just because that happened to me. Just because I decided to move to another country and basically give up all of my privilege of being a middle-class person to move to this country and not have money and struggle doesn't mean my children will have to go through. Absolutely not. I want my children to have everything. I want them to have everything. And maybe for a lot of people that doesn't sound good. Maybe they want their children to be broken, but I don't. And I will always respect and admire people that build their children up and help them. And I'll always respect and admire siblings that helped each other. It's just the way I think. And maybe it's not the way you think. And that's okay. So that's kind of my commentary about Kylie. I think there's things that I really don't like about her. Like, for example, for me, the fact that she has a child, it's completely irresponsible. I have shared this feeling before. I don't think people under 25 should have children. To me, I wouldn't say it should be illegal, but like, I think I said this before, and I think this is problematic and maybe a little, like, I don't know, fascist maybe? I don't know. But I always thought that people should get permits to have children, because you need permits, you need documents for everything, to get married, to go to school, to work, to buy a house. Why don't you need it to have children? You know, I feel like you should have to prove certain things. Like, you should prove that you have enough money to raise a child. You should prove that, you know, you're psychologically, you're mentally stable. You should prove that you are healthy. You should prove that you have healthy habit. You should prove that you live in a state, you're in a stable relationship. You should prove that there's so many things. And I don't think anyone under 25, honestly, and I'm sure there are amazing 21-year-old parents or even amazing teenage 1-year parents, but I really don't think that's something we should encourage. And that's one thing that was really mad at her. I was like, oh my god, you have a child at 20. So many stupid girls are gonna try to have children at 20, and it's gonna be a mess. But, you know, but that's also one of those things where it's like, it's the same thing with Cardi, in the sense that sometimes I think I take certain things in such a logical way that I forget that it's a human being. And maybe that's a bad energy to put on someone. You know what I mean? Like, to say that, like, Oh, to her child, like she shouldn't have had you. Like that's not okay, you know? That's not a good energy. The kid is here. I hope she's blessed and beautiful and has loved in. And I think that's something I need to stop doing. I need to stop telling, like, I need to stop kind of like putting these kind of energies in the world. I did the same thing with Cardi. I was like, I was not happy that she was pregnant, and that's such a bad, like, that is so bad of me to not be happy that someone's bringing a child into the world, especially when they have money, you know, when you know the kid's gonna be okay, like, you know. But anyways, I'm going to a tangent now. Yeah, so these are my thoughts. I think that we should congratulate her. I think we should look into the Kardashians and understand that the internet, it's a different game. And yes, it's not fair. And yes, it's the same thing with YouTube. It's the same thing with, I don't know what other, Twitter, podcasts, all these platforms for all these people that know they don't have talent. And yes, talent is no longer the thing that you need. But isn't that fair though? Like, I always, because I sing and I think I have a pretty voice, I always kind of thought, oh, like if I get rich or, you know, famous because of talent. But if you think about it, talent's kind of a thing that you can't. Should you be proud of things that you can't control? See, this is why now I'm gonna really talk about this, because I have a pretty voice because my dad has a beautiful voice. My dad used to have a band when he was younger. That's not something I can control, right? So if I was singing someday and someone found me, should I be proud of that? Because basically what I'm saying is, well, my come up, let's say, it's better than yours because of something I can't control. You know what I mean? Like, does that make sense? So maybe with the internet, it's a playing field, right? Because maybe it's about working hard now. It's not so much about talent, in a sense where, listen, if you take good pictures of yourself or if you sing well, you both have the same shot. Maybe that's bad, maybe that's good. I don't know. What do you think about that? Do you think that talent, here's the thing, I feel like talent should be like, for example, of course that, okay, I have a pretty voice naturally, but I have to warm up, I have to work hard. Like, I know that. I'm not saying that, you know, but, and there's also talents that might be like acting, you know, stuff like that. But, and there are also talents that you apply skills to. So, you know, maybe I'm completely out of, like, maybe I'm just talking out of my ass, but I don't know. Now I have that. I got that stuck in my head about talent, and I don't know. I don't know what to feel and what to feel about this. But listen, people. I was before. I just want to say one more thing. I was talking to my sister, and we were sister, my best friend. I love her so much that sometimes I even though we're completely different, like she is white as it comes, and redhead, and I'm like chocolate miss situation thing, and but I love her so much. And we were talking about, like, my parents, you know, my dad and my mom came from poverty, blah blah blah. And they were able to build this life, right? And like they bought like the they didn't even buy a house. They bought a, oh my God, field, no, place, you know? And they built the house, and they made it was really cheap at the time. That was back in 1995. If I want to do that now, I'm gonna need so much money, right? And I was thinking, I don't know. Like, it is unfair. It's hard for us to buy houses. It's gonna hard be hard for me to buy a house, you know? Everything is ex more expensive, but I don't know if we should maybe change things, or maybe, I don't know. I don't know. I have so many feelings about the future, What I do know is that I need to work hard. I need to have a plan. And I need to put positive energy and have faith, not only myself, but faith in God. And I think with these four things, and love and support, and to be the best I can be to my family, to my friends, I feel like I can be something, you know? And so, yes, I think that it started talking about Kylie Jenner, but ended talking about myself, because at the end of the day, isn't this all that is? Like, our opinions are a reflection of ourselves, right? And at first, I was like, ugh, she didn't do anything. She didn't work hard. But then I was like, no, she did. She does. Yes, she doesn't do the same thing I do, but she worked hard in her own way. And we don't know the process. And I don't know. I think human beings, we just need to be kinder to ourselves and to each other, you know? And we need to learn how to admire and respect all walks of life. And all... And that goes for the country, too. Because I see this rhetoric about, like, working class people not liking rich people and not liking college graduates. And I'm like, I think that's a reflection of insecurities and a lot of bad energy that can be turned into something. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I don't like you because you had an easier life than I did. Why? That's not something you can control. You know? That's a feeling that, you know, you should tap into, but that's not something. I'm never going to not like someone because they have an easier life than I did. Because what does that bring to me? Bad energy. Jealousy. Envy. Bad feelings. Why? Yes. So a lot of people have easier lives than I do. That's it. You know? And maybe my kids will have easier lives, or maybe they won't. I don't know. But I'm just not going to focus on that. And I think that's where I'm going to end it. So, if you were one of those people that still, in 2018, really don't want to give the Kardashians their props, then you probably are never going to understand the internet. Because if there's something they understand, is the internet. As dumb as they like to sound. Because, let me tell you, one thing that I hate about the Kardashians is, like, I hate that Kim is almost 40 and she talks like she's 16. Like, the pauses, the like. Like, I'm 21 and I don't use that much like, you know? Like, she chooses to speak a way that makes her look dumb. And she's not dumb. She's a really intelligent. And I'm not saying she needs to use big words, because that's elitist. Like, right? To say that someone needs to use a certain vocabulary to show intelligence is elitist. You know, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that she should talk like she's almost 40 with three kids and not like she's 20, right? But I think that's me just nitpicking. I'll go again. There's a lot of things I do not like about them. I personally don't like any of them. I think they harm our society, and I think they're responsible for the insecurities of thousands of women everywhere. They're responsible for a lot of the shift in our culture about looks and over talent and all this stuff. And they're basically responsible for a lot of people that, instead of going to school or having a plan B, decided to put all their eggs in the I'm beautiful basket. And then once they turn 30 and are no longer deemed beautiful by society, or once people don't like their pictures as much, then they become very depressed and they don't know what to do because the money's not coming in anymore. And all of a sudden they're 27 and they don't have a degree in anything. And they also don't have the money because they forgot to keep it. So, you know, I think we should look at them. I think I already have a plan. I have a plan for if I, for some reason, decide to go back to Brazil. I have a plan for if my singing career works. I have a plan if this podcasting works. I have a plan if I stay here and I get my child development degree, I have a lot of plans. So whatever God throws my way, I'll be happy. Because as long as I have my friends, family, God, and sunshine, that's all I need. And maybe that's bad. Maybe people... I think you should be happy anyway, you know? And some people are like, no, I'm only going to be happy if I become a billionaire. And then you might not become one and you might be depressed. Or you might become one and be depressed the same way because you forgot to love your family and friends and life because you're focused on making money. And that's not healthy. So, on this lovely day, that is my birthday, I will let you go. I hope you have a wonderful day or night. I hope that life, if it's not easy for you now, that it gets easy someday. And I hope that you turn all your bad feelings into good feelings. And I hope you tap into your insecurities and understand why you might not like someone for something they can't control. All right? A great day for everybody. This is me. It was me, Dandara, from Ivan. You listen. Follow me on Instagram at Cardoso. That's CardeuXO. Follow me on Twitter with the same @. And bye.